The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. In 1937, the movie makers came to Humboldt and filmed The Valley of the Giants, starring Wayne Morris and Clara Trevor. My sister Liz was hired as an extra for the film and ended up dating Wayne Morris. Wayne had purchased an old jalopy for transportation while in our area and used to come by the house to pick up Liz. One afternoon, Liz took me to the Eureka Inn, where the cast was staying, and I was introduced to Charles Bickford, Alan Hale Sr., Russell Simpson, and Wes Hopper, one of the 9 stuntmen. I still have their autographs. My mother and I were also invited to visit the movie location in the woods behind Crennel. I remember the ride up and back. We were riding on an open flat car, pulled by one of the logging locomotives. I remember the high trestles that took my breath away. Riding the flat car with nothing in particular to hang on to was quite a thrill. On the ride back, actor Dick Purcell was on board. Being somewhat of a joker, he produced a large garden snake from his pocket and panicked all the women. Purcell really got a kick out of that. I did not visit the other locations for the movie, which were at Carlotta and Bridgeville, but I heard about the explosion on the Van Dusen. The story called for a log dam to be built and then destroyed. The dam was built just downstream from Bridgeville, and when they blew it up, there was a large explosion that shattered windows in Bridgeville. The movie had quite a large cast of actors. Other Hollywood notables that participated included Jack LaRue, Donald Crisp, and Frank McHugh. The film was released in 1938. In 1952, another movie was made not unlike The Valley of the Giants. This was the movie Big Trees, starring Kirk Douglas, Eve Miller, Patrice Wymore, and Edgar Buchanan, with Alan Hale Jr., the son of Alan Sr., who appeared in Valley of the Giants. Filmed in Humboldt, I remember the event. One of my local fellow postal workers hired on as an extra. I don't know where all the shooting locations were, but I do know that Carlotta was involved. Another movie memory I have is a bit hazy as to details, but here goes. Sometime after the Eureka Theater was built, Lloyd Bridges came to town to promote one of his films. The theater was crowded that night. As I took my seat in the theater, a couple of people chose the seats just in front of me. In those days, most of the ladies wore hats. It was the style back then. The lady sitting in front of me wore a large, floppy, broad-brimmed hat. She was quite animated, and I played peekaboo with that chapeau all evening. The wearer of the hat turned out to be the excited mother of Lloyd Bridges, Jr. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.